Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
Voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine adversary, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
One monkey, two monkey, three monkeys, four. I've got a bucket full of brains for more. I want my cookies, I want my cookies, I want my cookies right now at the door. That's not a knocking. I hear somebody knocking. I'm not knocking. I'm not knocking at heaven's door. I don't know what they're doing. I don't care what they're doing. I hear what they're saying. I hear what they're thinking. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to kill them all and eat their brains. And we're going to bounce down to Bouncy Avenue. Bounce down to Bouncy Avenue. We're going to bounce to Bouncy Avenue. Because this zombie's dead and so are you. It's Howard the freaking Duck! Hey, AEW, how's it going?
Pretty good. I want to see Howard.
I want to see Howard. It looks kind of cheesy, though. It looks like a guy in an outfit.
Yes, but...
It looks cheesy. But I want to see it.
It's a Guillermo del Toro.
I don't care. It looks cheesy, but I want to see it. I want to see it now.
But you've seen Guillermo del Toro's creatures, so I just think they slapped that together, and the actual deal will be a heck of a lot better.
Well, I would imagine that once they actually do a HD movie or some other combination therein of putting some kind of cosmic juxtaposition into it, I am very certain they will put much more effort into it. But it just looks like a cheesier, meaner version of Howard the Duck from 1980, whatever the hell it was.
Well, see, I wonder if that's the image they think Howard is. Hey, we're going to keep Howard just like he was. Why?
Well,
I mean, it looked like, first of all, okay, yes, Ducks Waddle, but this one that we saw there, he looked like a sick Howard versus the one that was there before.
Well, yeah, he kind of looked like he was a mean Howard.
I didn't get the mean from it, but sure.
No, he looked like he was going to be, rip your throat out and step down something down there and, like, put my ashes out in your throat and is like, then I'm going to, like, take the rest of your throat and go, wagga, 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 wagga. That's the impression I got from what little I saw of it. Why is that sticking out there like that on my shelf? Ooh. So I got to share a little side bit, tidbit story that I was reading on a personal little post area thing for some writer friends of mine. You know I wrote a story called Bad Mustard, right?
No, but...
You didn't know I wrote a story called Bad Mustard?
No, I didn't, actually.
What? Really?
No.
Oh, man.
I'd have promoted that.
I was in a anthology series called What Scares the Boogeyman?
That sounds familiar, actually.
Yes, so I was dared to write. They said, come on, write a story for the anthology. I said, okay, what do you want me to write a story about? Well, write something. Horror what? Horror, what do you want to write? How about condiments? I can do that. So I wrote a story about bad mustard, because I hate mustard. Mustard makes me sick, disgusting. I loathe it with all the passions in every fiber of my body, even the little tiny, teeny, teeny hair follicles at the end that are falling off and becoming dust. That's how much I hate mustard.
Mustard's so awesome.
No, it's not. But, and my story is about bad mustard. And in the beginning, there's a scene where the mustard bottle jumps off the shelf.
It just jumps off on its own?
Well, it's kind of possessed.
A possessed mustard.
Yes.
Would that be Grey Poupon?
No, it was just regular mustard.
Ah, okay. I had to ask because I always thought Grey Poupon was possessed.
All mustard is possessed. That's why I think it's evil. So, the little tidbit story that was being shared here, the guy who's the editor of that anthology was at a place of food serving and said he was just minding his own business, watching, waiting the waitress come by, and the jar of mustard jumped off the plate. It's like, I told you, see? Mustard is evil. I hope he got out of that place real quick, because my mustard went and did some nasty, nasty stuff.
Ooh.
Yeah. By the way, Keenan is talking about Sharknado 2 in the chat room. I will be watching that at a subsequent time when it is available for me to watch it in the Canadian format in the properly appropriate places and times and places to watch.
Well, you know it's on Sci-Fi tonight.
Yes, I know, but I don't get Sci-Fi Channel.
Yeah.
It comes on Space Channel, I believe, the day after.
I had to ask, was the first one on Sci-Fi also?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was wondering, I thought it like just went straight to DVD and then somebody said, well, let's do it again, but this time we'll put it on Sci-Fi. That's what it sounded like.
No, it was like it was a one day, okay, just shoot it out there. And then all of a sudden, holy crap, people, look at this crap. And it exploded and played again and again and again.
Yeah, I noticed Netflix was so happy to put it back on there.
Well,
so.
Hell yeah. Are you kidding? That stupid movie was so watched, it was like overwatched.
Yeah.
By overweight people. Over again.
And I'm going to disappoint people. I still have not seen it.
Technically speaking, you're not really missing much.
See? I took your advice the first time.
But it's a fun movie to watch. It's stupid. It's really, 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 really bad. But it's that kind of bad. It's like, that's so funny, bad, that that's funny.
Mm.
Okay. A big puddle of water shoots onto one of the overpass sections of the highway. It's like, oh, we're talking like 40 feet up in the air. It's like a big highway thing. It's like, and there's sharks swimming in the water. Seriously?
Yeah.
I use this voice. There is not a single scene in that movie that you can take with any kind of level of reality. Except for the one scene when the guy falls off his chair. That scene I would believe.
That, yeah, okay, that probably would be about the only...
But he carries his lucky stool with them as they're racing away into the car. Who carries their lucky stool? Seriously?
It's lucky. It's, I mean,
every single thing I can comment on that movie is going to be like, seriously? Seriously? Yeah.
See, he probably would have had it on a keychain like a lucky rabbit's foot, but yeah.
Yeah, not so much. If he was doing that, he was probably being, oh, you got out of the house on house arrest, right? I don't know what you're talking about.
Would that make him a stool pigeon?
Exactly.
Well, I'm not going anywhere.
I'm not going to say anything more about stool because I keep thinking about something else every time I keep saying stool.
I'm thinking that too.
So let's not stool it anymore and shift some gears.
Well, okay. You're on movies.
I'm not on no movies. Screw you, man.
You're talking movies.
I'm on a chair.
Oh, you are on a chair?
I am on a chair. I stood up for the intro bit because I can only deliver that kind of enthusiasm. Actually, I can deliver it any time, no matter where I'm sitting or standing or however I'm going on. I can keep going. You know, it's the kind of the weird thing that I can do sometimes. I think I'm on a rabbit.
On empty.
What you talking about, fool?
When you get tired, you kind of...
Tired. Don't know what you're talking about.
Tired.
When I get tired, I'm asleep.
Hard. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Ka-dunk. Show's over. We're done. It's all good.
Yeah, right. No, but I'm kind of curious. We mentioned
how... Did I talk about my Iron Maiden beer?
Yes, you did.
Okay, good. Can I just say one more thing?
Have you tasted it yet?
No, I won't drink it. I don't like beer.
Oh.
I just have to mention this one more thing. Very important. It's vital. The state of the free world, the entire universe depends upon it. Thor's going to have tits.
Do
you know what pisses me off about that more than anything else?
Why I'm trying
Thor
to correct it
is
elsewhere.
The guy's freaking name. It's not a title. Wait, so Thor is still alive, but he's now a meaner guy with Jernborsen, which is another weapon altogether. But then there's another Thor, a female Thor. So how people are going to get confused.
I've told you already, I thought they should have changed her name.
Well, yes, I agree. Her name should be Thorlina. No, I wouldn't say Thorlina. I would say Lady Sif.
Yes.
Or Thuggy Girl. Or...
And I think they already have a Thuggy Girl.
I think they do, too. But they also have a Lady Thor as well, which is why it's pissing me off as well. I mean...
Yeah. But then, I'm not going there yet. I'm trying to avoid that.
I'm not. I'm doing it full and frontal. Face it, face it.
No, because I was going to talk about Marvel's announcements this week.
But forget that. We're going straight to something even more important than that. Have you seen the trailer yet for Mad Max?
Yes.
Holy frack, do I want to see that one right now.
Yes, that looks good.
Explodey things. I want to see the explodey things explodey all over the screen with the explodeys and the girls. Charlize Theron's in that.
See, you know, I saw her name.
She's the one with the makeup and the black thing across her face.
Is that her?
Yes.
Oh, dude, I didn't get it. I didn't see it as her.
She's freaking awesome. I love her. She plays any kind of character. I don't care how twisted or normal. She goes from left side to right side, and it just doesn't seem to be difficult for her. I love her. She's awesome. Good shark, bad shark.
That's not the only preview that came out, but I have yet to...
There was a few others, whatever.
There was one.
We already talked about that one.
We did not talk about it. I posted it on your page.
We totally... Okay, we didn't talk about the Deadpool.
Yeah, we didn't talk about Deadpool.
But that was all CG. You saw that, right?
Yes, but the reason it was CG is because they're giving you an example of what is to come. I can see what is his name.
Where's your information from that? Just from what you saw, or did you actually see or read something that said that?
I actually read on it.
Okay, because that whole clip to me looked like an advert for a video game.
You think I'm going to post all that stuff up on your page without having something to back it up? I know better.
Okay, well, that's good. Because otherwise, I'd have to hit you with the silly stick because you've already been silly.
They are talking about bringing it out. They wanted to give it a sample of what their goal is to go with it. And yes, I do know what you saw was supposedly from a video game. However, if you listen to the voice very carefully, it is the voice of...
It certainly does sound like Ryan.
That's what I'm not 100% sure, but I think
that's
it
why
is.
I'm not going to say 100%.
Yeah, I think it is though. And what I kind of cracked up laughing because it seemed like it was they made Deadpool. Sorry,
not Deathpool. That's a whole completely different character. He's with DC.
I know. Sorry. they made Deadpool kind of like the unkillable version of Spider-Man. It sounded like.
But that's what he is.
I don't remember him being as crazy as that.
Deadpool is a crazy mofo. He talks to himself. He has in the comic books, he has an ongoing dialogue with himself, and himself replies. He has conversations with other voices inside his head. Okay? He even talks. He has an entire three different series in which he's talking to the reader.
Yeah.
Great series. I mean, I like reading him. He's an okay character as far as I'm concerned. It's just, it's one of those characters is like, it doesn't fit, but that's kind of why it's so much fun. It doesn't fit with the superhero community the way that that's been defined as far as whatever. I'm sorry, you can't have a character that's unkillable.
Well, I want to know, I mean, I can't remember if I saw where they decided who's directing it yet, or they're still talking to a couple of people, but their goal is to start filming as soon as possible.
Well, they've been talking about a Deadpool movie since freaking the end of X-Men 3.
Yeah.
But they blew chunks with putting the way that they put Weapon 11, / technically speaking, that really is Deadpool, in the end of that movie, because that blew chunks that. Blue chunks.
And they behead him, and so technically he's not supposed to be able to come back, if I remember right.
Nope, not correct. He comes back from everything. Right. Beheading, bee slicing, burning, thrown in the ground for 3,000 years, complete immolation, lime slatter. They had... one group of people harvesting his organs while he didn't know about it, and they just grow back.
Yeah.
The problem is the whole concept of thermodynamics, conservation of mass and energy, is that you can't have things just disappear, and things can't just appear.
True.
Something comes from somewhere. Energy to translated mass translated energy. Both of these things originate from somewhere to go somewhere. You can only translate matter and energy. You can't make it. It has to come from something.
Well, we'll have to see. I'll definitely have to see.
Deadpool! I watch it. It'd be a cool movie. If they could do it right. But the biggest problem is this. Deadpool as a license does not belong to Marvel right now. It belongs to... Not Sony Pictures, the other one. Paramount?
Is it Paramount?
Yeah, I think it's Paramount.
Is it Paramount?
Now I'm curious.
Look, because I don't want to say it's Paramount because I think that's wrong.
Well, I'm going to do a quick survey check. Survey says 20th Century Fox. Okay, I was wrong, but now I'm right.
Gotcha.
So it's 20th Century Fox that owns the rights to the Deadpool movie. So whenever they get around to it, maybe they'll actually do it. I don't know. I hope so, but they're not quite as good doing movies as like the Marvel Universe was, because they like to integrate things and think beyond the little part of the universe that they're creating with their little character that says, here's my character, I ain't going to do this. And I don't know what kind of dialogue I was trying to use here, but...
I wasn't going there.
That's just the thing that came... That was the... I was channeling something. I don't know what it was, but I was channeling it. It was like, shoosh, there you go.
Okay. I'm trying to find out which Comic-Con they're bringing to San Antonio this weekend, because William Shatner's there, the Bella Twins.
Oh, hey, they're going to be at Fan Expo. The Bella Twins as in from Twin Peaks?
Yep.
Yeah, there's a whole Twin Peaks reunion thing going on at Fan Expo next month.
It is this weekend, August 1st, 2nd, 3rd, at the Henry B. Convention Center, or Henry B. Gonzalez Convention Center. William
Pikachu.
Shatner will be there.
Yeah, but we have Jean-Luc Picard.
I'm looking. I got a list here. Let me go down the list here real quick.
Because Shatner and Jean-Luc Picard are going to be at Fan Expo. So are Batman and Robin.
Oh, I'm not. Well, then I'll tell you about Alamo City Comic Con here in a moment. Then
no, who the hell that crap is either? I don't care. It's in Texas. I'm not in Texas.
It's worth it. Let's see. John Barrowman.
Nah, I don't care about him either.
You know who he is, right?
Sure, he's a nice guy.
The guy from Torchwood.
Yeah, whatever.
William Shatner, Michael Rooker, Manu Bennett.
Who?
I don't know who he is. He's from The Hobbit.
Oh, that guy.
The Bella Twins from WWE Divas, actually.
Yeah, well, you're going to be very upset when I tell you who's coming to a Fan Expo.
I'm not going.
Matt Smith.
Yes, I would want to be there.
And Karen Gillan. She
man.
Was his companion.
Well, wait until you hear who else is here.
Nathan Fillion. Stan Lee. Bruce Campbell.
James Marsters.
Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, Marsters.
James Marsters was Spike from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yes. You ready for this?
Lauren Cohan. Danai Gurira.
How about Cassandra Peterson?
Oh, I like her.
Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah, Lou Ferrigno's at Fan Expo.
Yeah, it looks like he's traveling around.
Edward James Olmos.
Yeah, is it me or is this look like... I mean...
I like him.
I like him. He's a good actor, but I just feel for the guy when I see his... face. I'm sorry.
Okay, how about Cheryl Lee?
Don't know her.
Twin Peaks. She was the girl that the whole show was about.
Oh, yeah.
How about Sherilyn Fenn? Also Twin Peaks.
Peter Mayhew?
Yeah, he's coming too. Trish Stratus. Robert Englund.
I know.
Heather Langenkamp. Camp. Here's the one that really killed me.
Where's this one at that you're talking about?
Here's the one that really killed me. It's like, I actually may have to go up and shake his hand. John Saxon.
Why do I know that name?
Dude, you can't seriously tell me you don't remember who John Saxon is.
Okay, you gotta remember, I'm looking at a bunch of names too.
He's the mother trucker science fiction guy that was in every single science fiction movie in 1980s to the 90s. He was like in jack tons of science fiction movies.
Yeah, when I see his face, I'll be like, oh,
but
yeah.
He's also in A Nightmare of Elm Street, whatever it is. Yeah. I like Jan Saxon. He was always good. He was always played one of all the cheesy sci-fi movies that were like, really? You guys really went there and did that? Okay.
Oh.
Ray Park, too.
Okay, I just saw it. The artist for the comic book, the newest one that's coming out, and you got to tell me you're getting your hands on this.
Nope.
There's two of them.
Nope.
Yes.
Not getting it. Sorry.
Really? You're not getting the Doctor Who comic books that are coming out?
Nope.
What?
I don't collect Doctor Who.
Shame on you.
I watch Doctor Who. I don't collect Doctor Who.
Shame on you.
No shame on me. Do you not have any idea how much stuff I do actually collect? Dude, I'm not adding to it.
Species?
It's enough.
Specimen? Sorry.
Specimens?
Yeah, it's a comic book.
I've heard of it. I haven't decided to pick that one up either.
I'm looking at a cover of one of them.
I did read the Death of Archie one.
Did you? How was it?
Meh.
Yeah, it's kind of out of that.
Sold out, but it was eh.
All right. So that's just the one that's this weekend. And then there's one in September that's going to be so worth it. And
no, it's not. It's nowhere near as good as the Fan Expo.
Stan Lee.
Stan Lee's here.
Kevin Eastman.
Yeah, he's here.
Chandler Riggs.
Adam Kubert, David Finch, Andy Kubert, Adi Granov.
It's to me. I don't even know how to say some of these names. Emily.
Oh, one of my favorite comic book guys is going to be here. Bernie Wrightson. Love his work.
Let's see. Scott Wilson.
Who's he?
He's the, I forgot his name in Walking Dead. The old guy.
Oh. The guy in the camper.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name in the show.
Lou Diamond Phillips.
I like him.
I'm not sure if I'm going to say this guy's name right.
Probably not.
Giancarlo.
Giancarlo.
Esposito or something.
Esposito?
Yeah, thank you. You know who I'm talking about, though, right?
I've heard of him.
Jamie Kennedy, Robert Patrick, Robert England, Linda Blair, Ken Kurzinger, which was...
Okay, enough about conventions. I don't care anymore.
Well, the best part, I really wanted to mention this one because this is the one I brought up. There's four people I want to, well, five that I want to go see. Ernie Hudson's going to be at this one, which I know he's been doing a lot of them.
He's been doing the tour for the last year.
Yeah, but Nichelle Nichols, George, Walter
Koenig,
thank you, are all going to be there. And of course, my good friend Camden Toy is going to be there.
Cool. The other two, the Star Trek people, I remember Bester now, Walter Koenig more as Bester than as, Chekhov? Was he Chekhov?
Yeah, he was Chekhov.
Yeah. More than I might remember him as Chekhov, because that had more of an impact on me. But both of them were here 2 years ago.
Really? Yeah. I've heard those, they're awesome guys.
I walked right past Uhura. It's like, really? Hey, she's going, well, she had a whole entourage with her. It's like, hey, that's her, she's going, okay, I'm going this way. So, oh, well, fine.
You know, the one person I heard that you don't want to meet is the, and I forget her name.
There's a bunch of people you don't want to meet.
Troy. She was the lady.
Oh, what's her face? Really? I never liked her much anyway, so I don't care.
Yeah, I heard she is not a friendly person.
I met Tracy Lords.
Did you?
At the Fan Expo a couple years ago. She was not in a happy mood.
Oh.
She was probably hungover. She had the glasses on. What? It's like, okay, whatever, man. I'm not talking. It's fine. I'll keep going. I laughed my ass off when I saw that. I was like, rough night? Okay, whatever. Which is funny. And there was no lineup. I would have expected more of a lineup, but it's like, I guess nobody really realized it was her. She was just sitting at a booth. She wasn't at a signing location or whatever. She was at somebody's booth.
Wow.
Like, she was probably friends with the guys or whatever there, and they'd probably host her a party or something like that, and she was probably a featured guest for them. But it's like, yeah, no, she just didn't want to talk to anybody at that time.
Right.
But okay, we're going to talk about movies now that you got me into the movies thing.
Are you okay.
So I hear you watched a movie.
I did watch a movie. I had a choice. I gave my wife a choice between two of the new movies. And I'm glad she picked the one she picked.
Jack will agree with you, but Jack's not here today.
I see that. She picked Hercules.
Hey, Herc!
I was going to go see...
Lucy.
Yeah, I was going to go see Lucy, but after coming out of the theater and talking to some of the people who actually saw Lucy, I'm glad I didn't go see it. It got some very bad reviews. So
it'll probably
be in my dollar store.
I don't care. It's got Scarlett Johansson. I'll watch it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only reason to watch it. But I did go see Hercules, and I'll give you this. I'm not going to give spoiler alerts, but I am going to say there is going to be some moments of disappointment. first of all, The Rock did a really good job playing Hercules. I was really impressed. I didn't think he was going to be able to pull it off. I thought, I've seen his acting over the time, and he is a good actor, but, you know, this was one of those roles that you're specific about, and you're like, yeah, nobody can fill it. He did a good job. He really filled it. He really played his role really well, and here's a little something about this. When they started filming the movie, or before they started filming, he actually tore some tendons or ligaments in his abdominal muscles, and they were going to have to do surgery and postpone the movie for a year. He refused.
Good man. Good for him.
Well, even
it may have messed up his leg, but good for him for doing it for the art.
Even after, he ends up getting a hernia on top of that, which he did have to have surgery for, which postponed the filming for a while. But apparently, he actually busted his butt and rehabilitated himself so he could do this movie. And I'm telling you what, it really came out. I was impressed.
Well, the guy is an athlete, and he's one of those kinds of athletes where he knows physical fitness, physical, the whole nine yards. I mean, being a wrestling guy, it's not... Like, I'll make fun of wrestling as much as anyone, but it is a thing that you do have to be.
Oh, it's very
physical.
Yeah, when I wrestled, it was a very physical sport. You'd see them take the falls; those are real falls.
Yeah, but they do know how to spread out the impact, so it's not going to hurt.
Yeah, exactly. But in his case, when he was wrestling, that's how he tore the ligaments. And I'm not sure where he got the hernia from.
He was lifting Veronica!
Right.
I don't know.
So, but anyway, the movie was great. It's got its action. It's got a good storyline. But there was this huge level of disappointment for me because they shattered the Hercules myths. You know,
you can't shatter the Hercules myths. The myths and myths.
No,
that's why they're myths.
It's they destroy it.
So what you're saying is they twist the myth into their own Hercules interpretation of it.
Basically, they turn it out that Hercules is just any other normal person.
And are all you kidding me? Have you seen what The Rock looks like? There's no way that Hercules is confused for a normal, ordinary person.
This is true. If you look at The Rock,
I'm just big.
When there was a part where they bring out the centaurs, and you see
clippity cloppity clippy.
I'm not.
Hey, Hulk! Hey, Hulk!
But you're gonna see that all the mythical creatures, even.
Tell me they had the giant cyclops.
No, dude. No.
There's no the giant. I'm not watching this stupid movie.
The biggest disappointment was them taking all the mythical creatures he fought against and totally destroying them. They're not real.
Are you saying that they Scoobied them? Hey, pull that guy's mask off. He's actually just a guy in a horse suit.
They did a good job where they did it as camera views. So, basically saying men perceived things differently. And then as they changed the angle, you're like, oh, shit, I even thought it was, and that's what they did. It was really good camera angles, but it still boiled down to it wasn't the mythical creature that everybody claimed it was.
Well, if you want to believe in the whole might and magic stuff, I mean, okay, cool, then you're going to have your bubble blown. But if you're going to want to believe in a decent story that moves forward, I could see that working. I won't really be able to tell myself until I see it, but... I wouldn't have a problem with that. Oh, but by the way, you know all those creepy characters we all thought he fought? They really were just people, but people, you know how they like to always make up stuff about people so they can justify not liking them? There you go.
Yeah, sadly, I'm going to say that's pretty close to most of the creatures. That's as far as I'm going with it. People have to draw their own conclusion, but I will say the storyline was really good. It really did hold together. And
okay, you ready for my movie now?
Yes, I'm ready.
Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
That's not the one I was expecting. No, I'm just kidding. How was it?
I enjoyed it. It was good. It was really well done. The story was awesome. I love the fact that James Franco was not in it again. I'm not a hater, but I'm not a liker of James Franco. He's okay.
Right.
I didn't mind the first movie. I enjoyed it anyways. I have that on Blu-ray somewhere. I thought the apes were freaking awesome, as one would expect. But I also, it dovetails quite well into the whole monster, man, monster. Who's really the monster, the man or the of monsters? More human than human, that whole concept of, hey, the monsters, the apes in this case, were just as human and just as monstrous as man makes them out to be, as well as man itself makes himself out to be, sort of thing. Great story concept. The way that they ran it, I thought really worked. I don't want to throw any of the spoilers out, but dude, really? The guy in the car? There's no way. What the hell?
See, there we go.
But that's all I'm saying about that.
Question. Now, where is it in the storyline? Are we, when it ends, how close to it are we with the Charlton Heston version? Because I know they're building up to that point.
Well, the Charlton Heston version would have been... Oh, yeah, that's right. The first movie was a prequel. This would be basically... we're probably talking a couple of generations after this would be... So this is basically 10 years later from the end of the first movie. If I wanted to say evolution-wise on this, I could see the second Apes movie, the segue from here going towards that with the people worshipping the missile. I don't know. It's hard to say. I would probably say that there's still a long way to go before we get to the Heston stage, where like we're full ape domination. But the thing I wanted to say about Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, more than anything else, gosh darn it, DC better get off their buttocks and make a Commandy movie. I swear to God, every single time I heard the apes talking, where the hell is Commandy? They need to make a Commandy movie. It is the right time with all of this poofara around these ape movies. They need to make... And by the way, does anybody in the chat room or EW yourself know who Commandy is?
I do remember the name. It's been a while.
He was the last boy on Earth. Oh, but wait. All of the animals on the planet now talk. And are intelligent, and mutants, and everything else. But he's the last human on the planet. Because he was in a protected bunker while the apocalypse happened. It's a fun comic book series done by Jack Kirby. One of my favorite artists, story makers.
It was Commandie, right?
Kamandi.
Okay, see, there's two different ones.
No, there isn't. There's only one Commandy. But if you want to read a good comic book, it's fun, great artwork, solid stories. There's even at one point a tie-in to Master of Shang-Chi. Ha! The Karate Kid type thing comic book that DC did. And in one of the subsequent series that was a spin-off later on, they had Commandy fight Superman.
Wow.
Or rather, Superman's something or other. Because Commandy finds his suit and whatever. It was whatever. It was kind of warped and twisted. It's like, why the hell did you guys do that? But whatever they did. So, yes, Dawn of the Planet Apes, high recommendations. Great cinematography, great footage. The apes communicate very well. I liked how they did the whole sign language thing and the... You're welcome. And how the way that the apes communicated was portrayed. It was really... It was cool. It was like you're trying to get a whole subcontext into another culture, because that's essentially what the apes are. The apes are a much more down-to-earth, with nature kind of organization, and it comes across quite well that way. But on top of Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, watched a couple of other things, too. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
EW, are you ready? Chat room, are you ready? Ha-ha! Penny Dreadful, final episode. Thank God I finally watched that.
What do you mean, final episode?
Well, the final episode of the season.
Season finale.
Yeah, the season finale. It's a small season. It's a short season. They don't have very long episodes.
How many?
8 episodes.
8, okay.
Yeah. And that was good. Tied off stuff, things that I expected to happen. I knew that. I knew that too. Ha ha, see I got that? Oh, I didn't see that one. But that's cool. But more importantly than Benny Dreadful Episode 8, The Strain Episode 1 and 2. Speaking of Guillermo del Toro, as we were talking off-air originally in the beginning, this is Guillermo del Toro's adaptation of his book and his comic book now being done as a TV series.
I did see, I didn't get to see the trailer, but I did get to see that it was coming out.
It's pretty good. It's a vampire story, so you should like it.
Right, right.
But it's not your normal vampire story. These are slightly different kinds of vampires. It's not explained too much in the beginning, but there's a completely different way for vampiric infection to occur. And this is a mass apocalypse, destroy the world, apocalyptic, kill everyone kind of storyline.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so well done. It's a little... Well, realistically speaking, it's going to be a pretty slow story start. Because he's got to build up an entire infrastructure for a storyline that you're not going to expect.
Right.
All right? Because the comic book didn't sell too well. His book sold pretty well, and it's going to continue to sell much better now that the story on the TV show is probably out. And that now more people will be hearing. It's like, oh my gosh, Guillermo del Toro also writes books too? Wow! Got to read some of that! What? You know?
Wasn't Pan's Labyrinth one of his books as well?
I don't remember if it was a book. Could be. I loved the movie. The movie was awesome.
It was, yeah, you had to read the subtitles, though.
But I have to tell you, there's one scene in the episode, I think it's episode one. No, it's episode two, I think. This scene is just, damn, that's cool. So, the monster thing kills this guy. Okay, sucks his life out, blah, blah, blah. Sucks it out good. But squashes his freaking head.
Aha, that's why you liked it.
Holy jeebers, was that ever a good shot. I was like, well, I can tell how they did it. It's just pen and do the, hey, spin, insert, new thing. Okay, cool. But it's really well done. It's a good freaky series. And the thing that really makes me amused as all hell about this show, filmed in Toronto, my hometown.
Oh, nice.
So I've seen the film shoot locations around town, and it's like, The Strain. Wait a sec, I know that name. Why is it familiar? Holy crap, is that his show? And then I found out from somebody the other day, it's like, or at that time, it's like, yeah, that's it. Oh, shit. Yeah, but he's not actually directing the show. You know what I mean? So he's not actually around. But he actually now lives in Canada.
Oh, really?
In Toronto, to be precise. From what I hear. I don't know if it's in Toronto he's in or one of the outskirts of Toronto. But yeah, he apparently moved into Canada recently.
Sean Austin's in it.
Yes, he is. He actually plays one of the flunkies for the good guys, for the CDC.
And Mia Maestro.
Oh, is that her? I don't know who she is, but she's probably the either the wife slash whatever or the co-worker. Either way.
She plays Nora Martinez.
Okay, so she plays the co-worker.
Yeah, she's a...
She's a CDC member who is a doctor, and they're trying to find out, what the hell's going on? It's like an outbreak of Ebola or something, man. We got to figure out what this shit is. With the main guy, who is the CDC guy.
And the CDC guy must be Corey Stoll.
That sounds right. Yep.
Yeah.
So, now it sounds like intermezzo time. What?
I like looking at her. She's, yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's cute.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I think it's now time for intermezzo time.
Haha.
IMMM. Intermezzo time.
Kids are starving in Japan, so eat it, just eat it. Don't wanna argue, I don't wanna debate. Don't wanna hear about what kind of food you hate.
You won't get no dessert till you clean off your plate, so eat it. Don't you tell me you're full, just eat it. Eat it. Get yourself an egg and beat it. Have some more chicken, have some more pie. It doesn't matter if it's boiled or fried. Just eat it, just eat it. Just eat it, just eat it. Your table manners are a crying shame. You're playing with your food, this ain't some kind of game. Now if you starve to death, you'll just have yourself to blame. So eat it, just eat it. You better listen, better do what you're told. You haven't even touched your tuna casserole. You better chow down or it's gonna get cold. So eat it, I don't care if you're full. Yogurt, have some more spam. It doesn't matter if it's fresh or canned. Just eat it, eat it. Don't you make me repeat it. Have a banana, have a whole bunch. It doesn't matter what you had for lunch. Just eat it, eat it, eat it, eat it. Eat it, eat it, eat it, eat it.
People have to hear, and what I have to say is that everything comes and goes in its own twisted little ways, and we will overcome the entirety of the cholesterol killing consummation machine that is just eating, eating, eating. I'm hungry. I really do. I'm hungry. I need a cookie. EW, you got any cookies?
Actually, we do.
Well, goody. I'm going to eat them.
They're good for you.
But while you're being distracted there, I'm going to talk about some comic books, because today is comic book day. And again, I have myself one big-ass little stack of comic books. Whoosh. Are you ready for this selection of this day's weekly comic book acquisitions listing combination? Wah, 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 wah.
Ba-donky-donk.
Yeah, no, none of those. Well, yeah, there might be some of those in that one at the bottom. Oh, I forgot about that one. Wonk, wonk. Black Science number seven, from Image Comics. A great little series about a team of scientists who are exploring what's the concept possibility of punching into parallel universes and finding new information and stuff and technologies and saving our own world. Oh, we just got lost in the parallel universes. Okay. Each episode, they show up in a different parallel. I've heard of this story before.
Why does it sound familiar?
Quantum Leap.
There it is. I knew that sounded right.
Dude, I knew it was a parallel to that off the bat. A lot more science fiction-y, a lot more... Oh, look, monsters. Aliens, weird things. I think this time they're going to some kind of hell-looking place, because there's a lot of looking, really weird-looking guys on the front covers. So, Jonathan Mayberry's V-Wars... Two covers. Love it. Love it, love it, love it, love it to death. It's a vampire story. What do you think? an ongoing series that I'm really, really enjoying right now called East of West, issue number 14. It's a post-apocalyptic world in which the four horsemen of the apocalypse are walking around saying, hey, we're going to change the world. Gee, wonder what they're going to do. Avengers number 33, continuing the ongoing saga of the Avengers as they float through to, I think this time around, at this issue, they're up to year 54,000 AD, 51,000 years from now. So this is going to be an interesting book to read. We have Harley Quinn, issue number 8 of the new DC's New 52 series. The great thing about Harley Quinn is it's one of the very few of the New 52 series that I actually enjoy reading.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of DC's 52 right now because they seem to be really boring to me, in my opinion. They're kind of boring. They're not very original. They seem to be very flat. The idea was great. Hey, let's spruce up the universe and reboot everything and give everybody an opportunity to read from the beginning. Some of the titles at first, I thought, hey, this is cool. And then they just backslided back to, really? That's not really going to work for me anymore. The Green Lantern thing, yeah, let's have multiple colored lanterns. Red lanterns, green lanterns, blue lanterns, yellow lanterns, turquoise lanterns. Like, yeah, no, it's quite stupid. I'm going to stop right there. Uncanny Avengers number 22. Hey, look, Kang is back. And look, Thor, but without tits.
Yay.
You notice that I'm going to be using that very specific language on this in every single time I'm going to mention that, right?
What about Thor?
Yes. Thor's going to have tits. What the hell? So, moving on, a series that I really like called 10 Grand, about this guy who is working for heaven, and he's currently stuck in hell trying to free his girlfriend. 10 Grand by J. Michael Straczynski, one of my favorite writer guys, issue number 10. And my favorite current comic book, Chew. All right, this is a special issue, Warrior Chicken Pollo. It's about a cybernetic chicken who's a warrior.
Oh boy.
Nuff said. Speaking of Deadpool, Dracula's Gauntlet, issue number 4. Fun little bit. And if Jack were in the chat room, he'd probably really enjoy this next one. The Sandman Overture, issue number 3. Two different covers, because they're both pretty. A nice new series that I'm also enjoying called Caliban, issue number... Ooh, we're all the way up to number 5 now. About a farming vessel in space, just going hopping from between world to world. Hey, we're just on our way out, and smack! Right into this middle of a alien spaceship, where they both de-cloaked out of hyperspace, or whatever the hell they called it. And now the two vessels are welded together, and they don't know what the hell's going on! It's fun for the whole family.
How'd they get welded together?
You know how the whole concept of hyperspace is, where you can have things going, moving faster?
Okay, yeah.
Well, if two things hit in hyperspace and then bump back into normal space, they both trying to bump into the same space.
No, hopefully you're not bopping with... Yeah.
No, they were. That's no, kind of the problem.
No.
No, I know what you were going. You were going with Badunkadunk Land. However, part of the storyline has this one guy who is slowly becoming one of them. We think. We don't know. He hasn't badunkadunked nothing, but somehow he became contracted with something from there. So, next story. All new Ghost Rider, issue number 5. Pretty. Guy with flaming skull. Love it. Clive Barker's Nightbreed, issue number 3. If you are a fan of Clive Barker, you will probably want to pick this comic book up. It is the Shiznitz. I likes it. Covers are awesome. Artwork is awesome. Story is even intense. So, speaking of Badunkadunks, we have two last books to talk about. Wow, I didn't expect that cover to be that corny looking. Red Sonja number 0. I like her. And Jim Balance, Tarot, Witch of the Black Rose. That has a lot of Badunkadunks in it. That is actually an adult comic. But that is for someone, not me. But fun. Fun for the whole family. Well, at least the family that doesn't mind Badunkadunks. Of course Tiffany is chomped in Sharknado 2. What would you expect, Keenan? Okay, he's just watching... Oh no, you have to watch the whole show, the movie, the whole movie. Okay, I'm not going to talk about Sharknado 2 anymore. I'll watch it eventually soon enough, and I will give my review. I also have a movie on the schedule to watch, which I can probably comment on here, but I haven't watched it yet. It is what the heck was it called? Something Sinister.
Mm-hmm.
I got an official review copy to watch that, so that's going to be cool.
All right, you know what I'm watching Saturday?
Lucy?
No.
Transformers.
No, but you know she did ask to go watch that instead too. So I wanted the new stuff. We're going Saturday to watch.
Dunkadunks.
No, you guessed it. Guardians.
Oh, good choice. Good choice. I'm trying to see it this weekend, but I don't know if I'm going to. It's driving me up the wall, bananas-like.
Bananas?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I really want to. There's a lot's going to depend on what happens Friday, but I really would like to go see it.
Oh, I want to see it at the theater. I want to see it at the theater. I want to go see it at the theater. I want to go see it at the theater on Friday. Dag nabbit. But work might get in the way, so I might not be able to go see it on Friday. And then I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. I'm going to see it eventually at some point. So I'm like, I don't want no spoilers from nobody. It's freaking Howard the Duck!
I know, I can't wait.
I'm not starting the show. Oh, I already did start the show. But I'm not going to end that with that, because that's just not going to happen. Because I still got 9 minutes more to yappity-yap-yap. And I'm going to yappity-yap-yap about something of the yappity-yap-yap-yap-yap-yap-yap. Yap.
Yep.
Yap.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. I'm going to stop with the yapping now. Move on to something a little bit more constructive. Let's talk about a wish list of movies I'd like to see.
Okay.
Deathlok is one that they have in production, possibly, maybe, could be. There's a new comic book coming out, so which is a tie-in to the MCU Agents of Marvel's of S.H.I.E.L.D. Oh, by the way, did you hear the big news about Agents Marvel of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
They are doing a spin-off, yes.
No, not the spin-off. And, yeah, the spin-off is good. I'm not sure about the spin-off, because I don't know if I'm going to really like the way that looks. It looks a little on the low-key side, but that's fine. Xena.
Be a TV series.
Lucy Lawless.
Oh, yes. She's going to be in the new series.
She's going to be a potentially recurring, possibly little bit show-up episode issue character. I'm hoping she's going to be like a Bill Paxton character. Kind of swings in the middle, kind of like, oh, not so important. Holy crap, she becomes central to the story. And then she gets not so much. Bill Paxton is now dead, for those people who haven't watched the show yet.
his death was perfect.
His death was good.
Actually,
both of his deaths were good.
Yeah, oh.
Yeah. The second death was the best.
Your guess on the Vision is wrong.
That's fine.
And the reason being, as they screwed up in Comic-Con, they introduced the Vision.
Yeah.
So, and they also, I did not know that James Spader is playing, not Voltron, what's the other one?
Ultron. Bad guy.
There you go, that's the one.
Yeah, he's the bad guy for the new Age of Ultron.
I mean, James Spader is wicked.
He's an old looking man. I saw him on the panels like, dude, that's James Spader? Wow, man. He's old looking.
I was just like, wow.
Where'd his hair go?
Really?
It's all gone almost. You get a little fringe around the sides. And like, dude, you got that like look from like, who the hell had that look? I don't know who had that look, but somebody. Oh, Patrick Stewart's look. You got the Patrick Stewart hair, dude.
Definitely.
It's like, okay, Rocket, man, Rocket, but he's like gotten old, man.
Yeah, and I forgot who, I saw the clip, you know how Comic-Con does the...
Yeah, yeah.
So I saw the clip, but I the guy doesn't look familiar to me, I don't recognize who he is.
Okay, what character?
The Vision.
Oh, I don't remember who it was.
Yeah, he's not a name I recognize.
But you see, you don't understand. With the way that they reboot the Avengers universe, he could still be Agent Coulson.
Serious? Yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, mind you, the picture I originally saw way back when after the end of Avengers 1, it's like, oh, somebody could have just photoshopped his picture melded with a nice little design of the Vision. But technically speaking, the Vision is just an android.
Mm-hmm.
Who gets imprinted with Wonder Man's memories and character and building and people stuff and all of his personality. And then Wonder Man comes back in the Avengers, in the comic books. It's like, wait a second. I'm me, but he's also me? I don't get this. You know? Yeah. They have different powers as well. Which makes it fun. And they both like Scarlet Witch. But we'll see. Avengers will come out when the Avengers comes out.
Yeah. I know. We'll have to wait and see. I will say there is another movie I am putting on my list. I saw the preview finally for the first time today. It's called, based on a book, mind you, Maze Runner.
I saw a link to a trailer, didn't want to go to it because it looked boring to me.
It, well, I mean, I watched the whole thing. I've been told don't just watch a portion. You got to watch the whole thing. So I've always watched every trailer all the way through. And in this particular case, it did have an interest in it. So I don't know. Maybe I'll be the one who watches it and gets to tell you about it.
Okay. I'm just looking up the name because I can't remember the name of the one that I am actually going to want to watch as soon as I can get to it. Uh-huh. Where are you? Heidi ho. The Zero Theorem.
Why do I remember that one?
This is by the same guys, Terry Gilliam, same guys who did all of the, not the Monty Python, yeah, the Monty Python movies. Brazil, 12 Monkeys, Fear and Loathing Las Vegas, The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus, and The Brothers Grimm. Okay, The Brothers Grimm was really not so good. I enjoyed it, but The Zero Theorem is about a guy who essentially adds the answer to life, the meaning in the universe, and everything by not caring.
Oh.
It's a really quirky, make you really think about life in general, both on a personal level and on the macroscopic level, where the universe itself is so big, and this is going into the history of the universe and 42 and all that other crap. The universe is so big, it's like, does it really care? You never know. It might.
Right.
You know, it's kind of one of these weird freaky type, wow, this is going to stretch your mind if you really actually watch it and question what it's saying to you and then actually accept that it's saying something. It might actually be giving you answers to existence as long as you just want to accept it. It's a freaky looking movie. I want to watch it. I think it comes out on DVD or Blu-ray soon.
All right, now I have to ask you, I saw the preview, extended preview, of course, being in the theater. Extended preview of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
And if I remember not correctly, when this movie project was originally announced, you were dead set and loathing of it.
Still am.
Still am, okay. I do have to say that I'm not going to rush to see that movie, but I do get a chuckle out of the one trailer bit. Look, it's just a mask! Faints anyways.
Yeah.
That is funny as hell. That... Yeah. If they could make the whole damn movie like that, I would enjoy it. But I suspect it's not like that.
It's not. Not according to what I saw in the extended preview, it is not like that. I mean, there'll be their comical bits. I saw Casey. I forgot who's playing Casey, but the guy that even was playing Casey couldn't even pull it off right. You know what I mean? Casey was nut. He was wild enough to want to go and get into fights, and this dude's just like,
Casey. I remember Casey.
Yeah.
And hockey player.
Yeah. And this dude's like, well, I guess I just got to go and help, you know. It's like, really?
Okay, well, you know, I'm not got much to say on that one because, like, I don't know yet. We'll see.
August 15th, though, I expect to hear a review after that weekend from you.
What, from me? I'm not going to watch it right off the bat.
Now, August 15th, Expendables 3 comes out.
Oh, yeah, I'll watch that. Yeah.
I do want to see Sin City.
Sin City is going to be a movie that's going to be freaking rocking.
Yeah.
Or as the young kids nowadays say, it's going to rock the tits.
Do they really say that?
Some of them used to.
Wow.
I think some of them actually say it still.
Hmm.
I don't know why, but it's like, okay, I can go with that imagery. It works for me.
Right.
Badonkadonk, you know, because I got that whole badonkadonk thing going on.
Yeah.
Hey, did I hit the record button on this show?
I hope so.
My pretties. Have you seen Maleficent? We talked about that before. Yes, it was a good movie. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, I have not.
Why did I go to Maleficent while I was doing The Wicked Witch of the West from Wizard of Oz? Don't ask me. I just go that way.
Speaking of going that way,
it looks like we're at about 10 o'clock point, so I am going to do the sign-off thing. And everybody come join us on the Facebook, After Rot Facebook. Come join us on the Twitter, whatever the hell it is. And by all means, come back again next week for some more crazy insanity on After Rot. Thanks, EW, for coming by. Thanks, people in the chat room, for coming by. Thanks, people, all the rest on the other streams of information going. Have fun.
Of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their picnic.